Grace, mercy, and peace be unto each of you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text is from John chapter 13. If you notice that the reference in the bulletin leaves some verses out, the text are most of those verses that were left out. After saying these things, Jesus was troubled in spirit and testified, "Truly, truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another, uncertain of whom he spoke. One of his disciples, whom Jesus loved, was reclining at table close to Jesus. So Simon Peter motioned to him to ask Jesus of whom he was speaking. So that disciple, leaning back against Jesus, said to him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is he to whom I will give this morsel of bread when I have dipped it." So when he had dipped the morsel, he gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. Then after he had taken the morsel, Satan entered into him. Jesus said to him, "What you are going to do, do quickly." Now no one at the table knew why he said this to him. Some thought that because Judas had the money bag, Jesus was telling him, "Buy what we need for the feast," or that he should give something to the poor. Receiving the morsel of bread, he immediately went out, and it was night. So far the reading of the text. In the name of Jesus, the only Savior of the world. I'm sure you've seen Leonardo da Vinci's painting of The Last Supper. You know, the one where Jesus and the 12 are sitting on the same side of the table. It's been reproduced in many and various ways. What you may not know is that when da Vinci had finished the masterpiece, he asked a friend of his for his honest opinion. "It's wonderful," exclaimed the friend. "Christ's chalice is so real, I can't take my eyes off it." Immediately, da Vinci took a brush and painted over the chalice, exclaiming, "Nothing shall detract from Jesus. Nothing shall detract from Jesus." And why is that? Because Jesus was betrayed. Let that soak in. Jesus was betrayed. The words of institution for the Holy Supper begin on the night when he was betrayed. We hear those words so often that we don't really hear them. We are in a series called Witnesses to Christ. Today, we meet Judas. Judas Iscariot. And we meet him in the upper room the night Jesus was betrayed. "Truly, truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me." Betrayed by Judas, one of his 12 disciples. Betrayed by Judas for 30 pieces of silver. Betrayed by Judas with a kiss. Imagine that, a kiss! Betrayed by Judas in a garden east of Jerusalem called Gethsemane. Betrayed. That's why da Vinci exclaimed, "Nothing shall detract from Jesus." Jesus was betrayed for us. According to Matthew 26, verse 25, Judas was also seated close to Jesus, close enough for the two of them to carry on a private conversation. It may be that our Lord singles out Judas as an important guest. Then, Jesus gives Judas a morsel of bread even while he was planning to betray Jesus. And then after he had taken the morsel, Satan entered into him. The term Satan is only used to tell this story in John's Gospel. This accents the absolute seriousness of the situation. John 6, verse 70 calls Judas a devil, while Mark 5:13 and Luke 8:30 employ the same vocabulary to describe the evil spirits entering the Gerasene demoniac. John writes, after receiving the morsel of bread, he, Judas, immediately went out, and it was night. It was dark. The whole scene is dark. Jesus warned that night is coming. Night and darkness now come with a vengeance. But why did Jesus allow all this to happen? Well, dear friends, it was for you. For you are powerful gospel words. For God is not against you or in opposition to you. God is not your enemy. God is for you. Not just for him or her, for those and them. God's love is intensely personal. It is for you. Martin Luther writes concerning the sacrament, "This is something more than the sermon. For although the same thing is present in the sermon as in the sacrament, here there is the advantage that it is directed at definite individuals. In that respect, it's like private absolution. And that's because Jesus never gives up on you. You may give up on you, but Jesus will never give up on you. When soldiers spit in his face, Jesus didn't give up. When a whip ripped open his back, Jesus didn't give up. When nails crushed his nerves, Jesus didn't give up. Come what may, even when we betray and deny him, Jesus does not give up. Jesus will never give up on you. In the Lord's Supper, God acts for you right now. God delivers Christ's true body and true blood here and now. Holy Communion is the opposite of remembering a dead man. Holy Communion is a meal with a man who lives. How so? Is in take, eat, this is my body, and take, drink, this is my blood, means is. Is does not mean signifies, represents, or symbolizes. That view didn't arise until the 11th century, when the watchword had become flee to reason. What happens in the supper is not reasonable. It doesn't make sense. Yet Jesus says, this is for you. and that makes it so. With God's word, what may look ordinary can be completely extraordinary. In baptism, ordinary water becomes extraordinary when God's word is added. So also in the Lord's Supper. When Christ's words, "Take, eat, this is my body," and "Take, drink, this is my blood," are spoken over bread and wine, it's not what we expect. It's so much more. The bread participates with Christ's body. The wine participates with Christ's blood. What may look ordinary is completely extraordinary. But there's more. There is always more in the gospel. Da Vinci's The Last Supper includes a view of heaven. The Lord's Supper is a foretaste of the feast to come. Jesus is coming to restore all things. At the heavenly banquet, we will no longer have to look at our sins. We will be perfect, wearing white robes washed in the blood of Jesus. At the heavenly banquet, we will no longer be sad because of broken hearts and broken lives. In heaven, we will be gathered together with angels, archangels, and the whole company of heaven in the body, even as we now do in the supper here by faith. At the heavenly banquet, we will no longer need Jesus to come to us in the sacrament. We will see Jesus face to face, and he will fill us with unspeakable joy that will never end. So no matter what words people use when they speak about Holy Communion, the Lord's Supper, the Eucharist, we must believe Jesus' words that he gives and we receive his very body and blood. At the same time, you must believe that he gives such a gift for you. For you who repent of your sin. For you whose life is often complicated and troubled. For you who feel the weight and burden of your sin and its consequences. For you who want nothing to detract from Jesus. For you, in the past, Christ died. For you, right now, Christ is present. For you, in the future, you will partake at the marriage feast of the Lamb that will have no end. For you, Christ died. For you, Christ rose again. For you, Christ gives himself to you, to the glory of his holy name. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.